Hello, everybody, and welcome to our group coaching call here for January 23rd. And I know Crystal's going to be joining me. She's not here yet, but she's going to be joining me over the next few weeks just in case there are any detailed questions about ConvertKit now that several of you are getting into that. She can help you with that, and she can address those questions. But just a reminder that we're here for you during these calls, and this is just an opportunity to talk through where you are right now, any questions, concerns you might have, feedback you might need. Really, we're at your disposal. There's nothing that's off limits. We're here to help you in any way possible. To ask a question, there are a couple of things you could do. You can always pre-submit them or submit them while you're here in the call. If you're on the call page, right there, there's a field where you can go ahead and type something in, click submit, I'll see it. Or if you want to have a conversation, that's usually best, star 2 on your telephone keypad. Star 2 will raise your hand, and I'll go ahead and unmute you, and we can have a chat. So with that, let's see. I don't believe there are any pre-submitted questions. Let me just double-check as my dogs go crazy downstairs. Hopefully you can't hear that mess. Yeah, no pre-submitted questions. So it's a open floor, star 2 if you have any questions. Or if you want to talk about where you are in the process, let me know. I'm happy to chat about that. And would love to get some feedback as to how things are going. So again, some of you just joined. Star 2, if you have a question or need some feedback. I'm going to have to start coming into these with some icebreaker questions for you guys. Janet, I see you're on. Crystal just sent me your draft with feedback, so I'm going to be going over that this afternoon and getting it through that process. So we'll go ahead and get it through proofreading and everything. Here you are. So let me unmute you. Hey, I saw your hand raised. Hi, Janet. How are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
How's it going?
Slow, to be honest. There's been some developments again with my A number one client, and I don't know. I'm going to be definitely needing to branch out. I've kind of fallen into a lull with them because they've been steady, but they're going with a job sharing platform called Workforce. And they said in an email a few weeks ago that they would be paying for the licenses for us freelance folks to get us up to speed, but I never got my password. They said somebody else would be contacting us, and I never got that contact, so I'm going to have to double check on that. But I did go ahead and check in with Workforce, and the smallest package of licenses that they have cost $12,000.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, yikes, that's a little steep for a solopreneur. And so anyway, I don't know where all that's going. I know that the folk I've been working with have said that they had me on the list to do articles and white papers and whatnot through this year. But at this stage, anything's possible. So I'm trying to stay positive and saying, okay, well, this would be a good way to learn this software in case other folks start going to it or whatever. But meanwhile, I've got to branch out fairly quickly. So I'm going to be picking up warm email marketing and tapping into the vendor networks again and things like that. So, but anyway, my question for this is, I do have to finish up that technical worksheet so that we can put it on my website. But aside from just having it posted on my website, how do I, and perhaps touting it in some of my warm email prospecting things, I guess I have two questions. Is it a good idea to mention it in my warm email prospects once we get it posted? And second question is tangential to that. How do we develop lists and traffic to it to get more folks raising their hands and interested in our work?
Okay, so great question. In terms of using this in a warm email, I don't recommend you do that. That's because a warm email is it's outbound prospecting. This is intended to work as an inbound marketing tool. So if you can kind of think through the dynamics of that, is you're knocking on somebody's door saying, hey, you know, I saw that you guys are doing this. Very impressive. That's what I help companies do. Curious to see who you're using for that. Should we connect? That's you're trying to find an immediate or upcoming need. So to throw another item in there, you're just kind of muddying the waters.
Gotcha.
Or to use the lead magnet as the meaningful connection, if you will, doesn't really work very well, because then it comes across as, hey, you're great, you're doing this stuff, that's fantastic. Hey, I recently wrote this, published this. I thought you'd. You know, you'd find it interesting. So it doesn't work really well. Now, where it can work very well, in fact, I encourage everyone to use it this way, is as part of your nurturing your not-yet-ready prospects. So as you're kind of staying in touch with some of those who just the timing wasn't right, this could be a great excuse for a touch point. You know, hey, Billy, I wanted to send this to you. I recently published this. You know, this checklist or cheat sheet, title, blah, 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 blah. I think you'll find it helpful. Here you go. And you know, no opt-in. So you're just sending them an attachment, right?
Contact info anyway, so.
Exactly. You already have that. So, that's the answer to your first question. The second question, you know, how can we go ahead and essentially drive traffic, right? Or the way I talk about it is build those breadcrumb trails.
Right.
That's what session 9 is all about. And the reason you don't have that yet is we're trying to create just-in-time training here. So rather than giving you just-in-case or let's go ahead and overwhelm you with a ton of stuff, we're going to get that to you once your lead magnet is complete and then you have a ConvertKit set up, because that none of that really will apply until you have the system in place.
Okay. Another question. I was planning on or thinking that it'd be a good thing to have on my website, and I have on my homepage, I just have my pitch on one side, and then I have a recommendation on a sidebar. I'm thinking about getting rid of the recommendation since it's already on my recommendation page anyway, and putting the lead magnet there.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Yeah. You know, I'm not. I think the one thing you're going to have to go by is where you have a WordPress site, right?
Yeah,
so it really depends on how flexible it is in the sidebar there. You know, so that's going to be the biggest question. When we get in there, that's what we got to find out is, you know, can we wedge it in there? Can we drop the code from ConvertKit in that space?
Okay.
Right, and we won't know until we get in there. But, yeah, that's usually where that's kind of the first place to look is your sidebar.
Right.
Especially, I'm looking here at your site, especially since that's consistent from page to page. So it's nice to have that on all the pages just in case.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is one thing I wanted to emphasize, Janet and everybody else. This is certainly no substitute for continuing to prospect. So you want to continue to do that, and especially, you know, you, Janet, based on what you just shared today, you know, you want to have a safety net. You want to have that insurance. If this thing with your number one client doesn't work out, you want to have do everything you can to have another client.
You know, it's really my number two client just got bought by number one.
Oh, nice.
So it's like, at first I was like, oh, cool. You know, I already know the players. I'll be able to, you know, help Jennifer get transitioned into the Xylem workspace and all this kind of stuff. And then they hit me with this, and I'm going, okay, I'm not even sure this is going to be viable going forward. So we're having to drop back and regroup. But, yeah, I will definitely be doing the prospecting, and I'll get that tech sheet in and then just keep going forward. I guess I was kind of jumping the gun a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, you know, we could make it available. My experience has been that it could end up being too much, and then you retain like 10 or 20% of it, and then you got to go back to it anyway. So
yeah, that's fine. No, I agree, and I have a tendency to take bigger bites and then get a little choked. So that's,
yeah,
that's good for me.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks.
So we'll get you this. I'm going to go through it. Get it proofread, edited, and we'll get back to you before we send it to our designer.
The other question I had is, I've been looking for a graphic to use on it, and rather than use something that's water-related, I was wanting to I found a fairly decent one that has a funnel-type thing, but it's the wording doesn't match up, and I'm not a graphic designer. I don't edit those things. I couldn't even figure out a way to edit it. So how do I go about, should I just get somebody else to design that, or?
Is it, I'm just trying to, I'm a little confused. Are you talking about a graphic that you'd like to include inside your lead magnet?
Yeah, as the cover, you know, you'd ask at one point, or pictures or something else to put on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the process is for that. And I was trying to find something that either shop photos or just some already produced graphics that would work that I could buy the rights to.
Well, so here's what we typically do. With the lead magnet, we don't typically put a cover page on it because these are not meant to be reports, right? So these are short, easy to consume pieces. So we're not going to have a cover page with an image. However, what we can do is incorporate an image into the lead magnet itself as an illustration. So if my suggestion, and of course I don't have your lead magnet draft in front of me, but is it something that's going to, it's basically an illustration of what you have in your text and your copy?
Yeah, the topic is 6 things to persuade a risk averse clientele, and I was just going to have things like shared values, trust, honesty, and partnership. Just a word that would kind of Maybe just a Venn diagram.
Why don't we, what, here's my suggestion. Why don't you sketch something out?
Okay.
Send it to Crystal. And what we could do is we could have our designer take a stab at it. I mean, as long as it's, you know, fairly straightforward.
It would be simple for somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah, and she definitely, she's great at that. So go ahead and do that. And, you know, but I just want to emphasize, make sure that it works, that it complements the content very well. So it's not like a new idea. So it should be part of the existing idea that you have in the lead magnet.
Absolutely. And it just occurred to me that perhaps a Venn diagram would be the best way to do it. So I'm sure I can probably find one of those and get that done.
Yeah, but don't try to find something that will wedge in there, because what I found is it doesn't usually work well, you know, to take an outside graphic and put it in, just drop it in. So just give us something, whether you sketch it or you use something like Canva or an online tool, and just get it to us. And then a designer will design it so that it works really well, inside the lead magnet. So everything is congruent.
Gotcha. I'll do that.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. So star two again, if you have a question, want to talk through anything. And I got, Sharon. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well. What's new in your neck of the woods?
Oh, man. Yeah, time's going really fast for me these days. So
I bet.
Yeah, the baby's right here. I've got him in my lap right now, actually. But I have a technical question about the ConvertKit process.
Okay.
So it's a really wonderful tool, the way that it sort of feeds people automated emails or lets us take over the conversation manually depending on what they've said. And my question is, when someone gets this automated email from me from ConvertKit and they reply, do I manually tag them in the system with the tag that says this is a manual conversation now, or is the tag automatic?
Yes, you want to tag them, because the system's not going to know that.
Okay. So I'll tell
the
system, hey, I've got it, cut them off.
Exactly, and that, what that does is it stops the automated follow-up at any point in this process. It enables you to not take over.
Right, because you don't want to send someone an automated email if you're actually getting a real conversation.
Exactly. So, there's a few points where this could happen. One is they don't reply to the email that goes out the day after the lead magnet goes out. So you got the lead magnet delivery email. Then a day later, it's like an engagement email. And then you wait 7 days, and let's just say at day four, they finally reply. Well, you definitely want to tag them there so that a few days, 3 days later, they don't get the standard nurturing email.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, the first email. So I'm not sure if you have it yet or not, but so Crystal's got she's got exactly that. Okay, so she shows you how to tag, and a suggestion as to how to tag them, so that it's pretty simple. The only thing, you know, because now that manual is great because it's really effective, the downside is you have to remember to go in there and tag them.
Right.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think her alert went off to join me here in the call. So let me. I just texted her, and we can talk a little bit more. Anything else there? Does that make sense?
It does. I think I just wasn't sure about the mechanics of, what do I click Like, where do I click to make the tag in the system?
Yeah, let me bring her on, and then she could show you exactly where to go there.
Okay, great. But otherwise, working actually is described. It's a fantastic system. I'm kind of mad I didn't think of it and sell it myself.
That's awesome. Well, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. I love how they've made it. I've worked with several of these, and they're all so clunky.
Mm-hmm.
And the interface is horrible, not intuitive. These guys, I think, have done a pretty good job of making it work for people like us, you know?
Yeah, and the splash page looks really nice. So I really like the look of it. It doesn't look like, here's the website and here's the cheat page.
Yeah.
Which I've seen that happen before, so I was really happy with how it looked.
Great. Well, I'll when Crystal comes on, you know, we can go over that in detail.
Okay.
So just hang
great.
Tight. All right. Let's see, Melissa. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good, Ed. How are you?
Doing well. Good to talk to you.
All right. I have a technical question, too. So when Crystal comes, I'm not able to open the box.net, or is it box.com? I'm not able to open
it.
It
used to be box.net, but now it's just box.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not able to open it up?
No, I keep getting a message saying that Safari can't open the page. So I'm not sure what's going on.
Have you been able to get in there before, or is this the first time?
No, first time.
All right, let me try something in there. Okay, let me get your email address. I'm there now, so I'm just going to go ahead and type it in as you give it to me.
Okay, great. It's Almon, Almon, creative, at cox.net.
Cox.net. Okay. Oh, come on. What happened? Let me try that again. Hold on. Invite collaborators. Almon. Creative. At Cox.net. We've already sent this person an invite. Okay.
And I tried to find that invite email, and I wasn't able to locate it.
Let me see. Box. All right, it says that. All right, I got a notification saying that you accepted the invitation to the folder on the 10th.
Okay.
So it sounds like you...
Let me go back. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to do? And I'm going to send this to you. So this is the notification that I got. I'm sending it to you now.
Okay.
But it's got a link to go ahead and go in. So that's why I'm sending it to you. I'm kind of cheating.
Okay. I just got that. Okay. Show view folder. Okay. So I got a box to sign into my account. Yep. If I set up a password. Anyway, I'll check it out. I won't.
Huh.
I'm going to have to look for that.
Do you have...
Mm-hmm.
She did like an FAQ on... Crystal did on Box.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that somewhere? And I'm looking for it.
Would that be in the Work With Us lesson?
Yeah, it's in the here we go. It's in the training portal. Let me send this to you as well. So here's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I don't know where Crystal is, guys. I apologize.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have her just contact both you and Sharon to follow up on this box. How to use box. I'm dropping this into an email. Yeah. So check there. It's, you know, it's one of those things that I don't know how to troubleshoot it because I don't have it in front of me. Like, I'm logged in as me.
Right.
Logging in. I wonder, can you click on, is it asking you to go ahead and set up a username and password, or it's just asking for it?
It's just asking for it.
If you don't know it, click on the Forgot Password link.
Okay.
Because based on the notification, it sounds like you accepted it, which means that you have to have set up some sort of password at some point.
All right. Okay, so I filled that in, so I'm waiting for the email. So while I'm waiting for that, my other question is, I really appreciate that you are asking about the colors and the fonts that are either on our website or will be. So my website is still being designed, as are the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So so you wait to talk to us and once we have that all together, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The good news, Melissa, is that can wait, but the content, like, we can start figuring out the outline and then we can draft the, the lead bank.
Okay, good.
And in the meantime, they'll buy us some time.
Yay. Okay, that's good. That's what I wanted to know. So
yeah.
I can submit all that material to you and then we'll have a conversation before the design is done on my website, or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so here's the process is basically, in the lessons and that worksheet, I kind of help you narrow down your topic.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I need is some kind of rough outline, like some bullet points, right? Because I can't create it from scratch. So I need to know what you want to talk about, right? What are going to be your key points with some fodder, some examples where applicable, whatever. Just give us something raw. And then you and I will schedule a one-on-one. That's when we can have that conversation. You can walk me through what you're thinking. And then one of two things, my experience with those who have gone through this already, it's one of two things happen. We either refine and crystallize at that point, or we realize that, you know what, this is not the best direction because of whatever reason. This would be the better direction. So then you just go back to the drawing board in terms of the topic or the outline, but you know exactly now because we've had that conversation.
Right.
You know what to do, and then you come back. And if we need to have
like
a second
that.
Call to review that one, that's fine. You know, we'll do that. I'm not hung up on that. I just want to make sure it's the best possible topic for your lead magnet. So, you know, we go back and forth a couple of times, and then we get to work, put a draft together, send it to you for your review. And then we'll go back and forth a couple of times. Once we finalize it, then we go ahead and edit and proofread, send it back to you for final approval. And that's when we go ahead, that's when we need that information about colors and fonts.
Okay.
Because that's
good.
When we're sending it to our designer.
Okay, great. I'm glad that won't hold us up. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's really just a matter of, you know, narrowing things down and coming up with a rough outline. How are you with that? Are you
good?
You have some ideas?
I do. So I'm looking at the So I'm resetting my password, so I'm hoping that this will get me in.
Okay.
Now.
Did it do anything?
There. Yes, it did. Awesome.
Cool. So you're in. You could just drag and drop files in there?
I hope so. It says, where would I find, though, access to the lead gen machine aspect? Because it looks very generic. It says, let's personalize your experience. What do you mostly plan to use Box for?
Oh, so this is where you'll just share your documents with us. So, you know, once you fill out the PDF forms, save them, and then just drag and drop them into here.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is kind of our collaboration space.
So
in all those...
asking for would I put your email address in there? It's saying it's asking me, it says get your team up and running by inviting who you work with the most.
Oh, no, you don't have to do that. Yeah. We that's a folder we created. Now you have a collaborative rights to it.
Okay.
So, you don't have to.
I'm going to need to talk to Crystal. I think I'm on a page where it's just as if I'm brand new and I'm not connected to you at all.
Oh, really? What's the name of the folder? Does it show anything? Like
there's
any kind
no
of folder?
Name.
Okay.
No
All right. Name. I'll have Crystal get with you directly
okay.
then. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ed.
Definitely not at the right place. But all the stuff is inside the training portal, by the way. So the PDFs, the worksheets, those are all there. And then what you'll do is you'll go through them, you'll fill them out, and then save them in your hard drive, and then just drag and drop them into your Box folder once we have you set up there.
Okay. Terrific. That sounds very doable.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, Melissa. And, guys, at any point you got a question, something weird like that is happening, anything, you just reach out to Crystal, crystal@b2blauncher.com. She'll help you out. And don't be shy about that. Okay, so star 2, I don't see any raised hands. So if you've raised it and, thought it was raised, I don't see it. Just try again. Star 2, we'll do that. All right, last call. I just want to make sure I don't miss anybody. All right, I don't see any other raised hands. We'll go ahead and wrap up. So again, guys, any questions, issues, feel free to always reach out to Crystal. She's our point of contact here for all of this work. So, if it's something that I need to address, she'll just send it to me or whoever in the team needs to get her an answer. And in terms of our next call, 2 weeks from today, we're at a kind of a two-week rotation right now, Tuesday the 6th, 1 o'clock Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific. So look forward to working with you. I got some one-on-one calls set up with a couple of you, working on some lead magnet drafts, and, of course, we're beyond that with some others. So everyone's kind of in a different place. There's no right or wrong here. We're working at your pace. So good stuff. I'm excited to see you guys rolling some of the stuff out. We'll talk again real soon. Have a great rest of the day.